Police and defense attorneys now have a second list of officers who, for more than 2 years, may not have been properly certified to give breath tests. They got the updated list in a letter from the Attorney General's office last Tuesday. Deputy AG Ann Rice says it is impossible to tell whether these officers passed their exams. Even so, she says the state will consider them legit.
The Department of Safety has determined that it has no basis to invalidate the certification, and so those officers are considered validly certified.
See, every year, police officers who operate breathalyzer machines have to get recertified. They can do it in person or online. The online version was designed by RTI International, specifically for New Hampshire, and it costs the state $10,000 a year. But at least as far back as 2012, the online course was giving passing grades to officers who didn't complete the whole test. 2 weeks ago, the AG's office sent out a list of 64 officers who they know were wrongly certified. The 100 or so breath tests given by those officers, the state now calls invalid evidence. Then there's this new list of an additional 157 officers. The state still considers their results valid, even though Rice says there's no way to know if they really are. Defense attorney Ted Lothstein calls that decision cavalier.
If there's no way of knowing if they pass the test, then the benefit should go to the driver, the person who, for court purposes, is presumed innocent.
In his office last week, Lothstein was moving fast.
We've already gotten a conviction vacated, and we've already gotten a license suspension overturned.
As Lothstein prints out paperwork, he explains the overturned conviction means his client will no longer have that criminal record. And the license suspension...
So that would have been a six-month suspension, and now there is no suspension.
Since 2012, 376 DWIs have been filed in court. 128 of them were aggravated DWIs and could have resulted in jail time. It'll be up to judges to decide which of those could be overturned. And right now, it's impossible to know how many of the second list of officers' cases will be reconsidered in court. But we do know the initial 64 officers were responsible for giving more than 100 definitively invalid breath tests. Deputy AG Ann Rice says the state is taking the most efficient route to deliver justice to DWI defendants.
The department of each officer has been notified. We also sent out the same information to the head of the public defenders and the head of the criminal defense bar.
She says police prosecutors have a constitutional obligation to inform defense attorneys or defendants who represent themselves. But defense attorneys say this approach is not enough. Ryan Russman defends upwards of 150 DWI cases a year. He says the state should have gone straight to the DMV, which imposes an automatic license suspension for almost every DWI.
The DMV has these records, the name of the officer, the police department, what the test result was. They have the information. That's where the inquiry needs to begin.
Russman says at least half of DWI defendants don't hire lawyers. He's not sure all police departments have the manpower to track down those who, for instance, might have moved. In Epping, police prosecutor Heather Newell could have as many as 7 reopened DWI cases. She says her staff can and will seek people out.
My officers are pretty good. I've had this happen a lot with witnesses or victims in cases, and they will do some legwork for me to try to track these people down. Oftentimes, if they do move, there's a forwarding address. There are still family members in the area that can get us in contact with them.
She's comfortable with the responsibility of notifying defendants. And she says, don't forget, most of these officers' breath tests were probably accurate.
At least in my officer's case, based on his training, his years of experience, and his years of being a certified breath operator, I don't doubt that those tests were very likely valid. However, I understand that the statute, you know, requires that they have their certifications, and I understand that, and those things are in the rules for a reason.
So Newell says she's covering all her bases. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.